for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, September the 1st, 2019, Deborah Vales is the speaker of this service teaching on weapons of war.
As we finished the last praise and worship song, I felt like the Lord started saying, I have heard your high praise, and I see your heart. And because of the goodness and the sweetness of your heart this day, change is coming for many of you. Many will be shifting to new places to live. Many will have new job openings. Many family relationships are coming back together, said the Lord. Children that have been astray. That some you don't even know where they are. But the Lord says, I've seen your heart. And I've heard your prayers. And know that the answer is on the way. Do not lose heart. Do not back up. For change, change, change. A new era, says the Lord. A new window of opportunity for many of you. If you're looking and you're watching. Because I come and I move and I speak. And sometimes it's just a whisper. But be alert. And know that your Heavenly Father is at attention. He has heard you this day. I have my eye upon this camp. And I have many plans, said the Lord. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Because I have a plan. Just keep seeking me. Find me early. Find me at the noontime. Find me at the midnight hour. Yea, 3 is good. 3 is good. Early dew is good. So know this. I know your plans. I know the very hair on your head. And your mind. And so this day, children, be blessed. And know that I know all about you. I know every heartbeat. I know every thought. I know every dream. Because I've placed them there. So know they are in fruition. And that as you stand with me and we walk this out, it will come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't normally, I've been coming here for 17 years. And usually I sit at the back and I don't say much while I'm here. What this sister just said is a confirmation of what the Lord gave me when I was laying on the floor walking up. So I asked Dad, I says, can I say something? He said, yes, keep it brief. So, brother, this is between me. I'm going to keep it brief as I can. I want to hear Deborah. I want to hear the Lord through Deborah. But as I was laying there, the Lord says, tell them, they're the apple of my eye. That through the lattice, as Job said, through the lattice his eye beholdeth even you. Don't be weary. When you're in the small stuff, he says, despise not small beginnings. And he wants you to know that he is observing every move that you have made. They have been orchestrated by God. The devil hadn't got anything to do with it. God called you. God ordained you. God will place you where he wants you to be. And he says, be faithful in the small things. Be faithful. If God's put you to cleaning the toilets, be the best toilet cleaner in the world.
Amen.
For the glory of God. Not for your glory.
That's right. Amen. Come on.
Nothing we do is for our glory. It's all for Him. He receives the honor and the glory and the praise. I can't do anything within myself. Oh, I can do a lot of things. But they don't amount to anything. But when God does it, and I know that I couldn't do it, I don't get the glory. He does. So God does not call the qualified or those that are able. He calls the unqualified and He qualifies them. And then it's by His grace, the divine empowerment of His Spirit, that it gets accomplished. And in that process, when you're like me, and you know the broken vessel that you were when He picked you up, and know that I can't do nothing, but He does it through me, then I get glory. Pride is what caused Lucifer to fall. And it'll do the same thing for us if we allow it. Be a yielded vessel unto the Lord. Let Him, and only Him, flow through you. And let Him be sure, be absolutely sure, that when people start giving you praise, that you give it to God. Because if you don't, pride goeth before fall, and the Holy Spirit before destruction. I never get through. I'm just going to quit. Would you stand with me and listen to this offering? Master, we lift this offering to You. And Lord, though it seems like two small fish and five loaves, we ask You, Lamb of God, to do what You've done ever since this camp has been here.
Yes.
Multiply it, Master.
Yes.
You are our source. Yes. Lord, we people are not our source. You're our source, but You use me. So, Master, we ask You to take this offering. Bless it for the ministry that many come to deliverance and full salvation. For Your glory, Lord. For Your glory. And for our good in the name of Jesus. You may be seated.
Thank the Lord for the word of the Lord. God is so good to us. Thank You, affirm over and over again. Thank God He's with us today. Thank God for the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because His presence comes to do us good. This has been an awesome time. And we thank God for everything He's doing. Very excited about some of you. The Lord said change. Change is good. Shift is good. Amen. Sometimes new atmospheres are good. And when I was in the military, we transitioned every 2 years. And it was always good to leave one place, go to another, start over again. But every place built, actually, one upon another. You know, I thank God for the military and all the things I learned, Sister Jean, while we were there in the military. It was good. It was a good time, even for my family, my husband, myself. And I learned a lot, you know, learned a lot about people. And every assignment was different. How many of you know God is doing the same thing for the people of God? He gives us new assignments. And what it does, it keeps you from getting stagnated. It keeps you from getting so used to being in a mundane situation. You know what I'm saying? You can get like that to where you know exactly what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, and it gets old. But how many of you know God don't want you to get old like that?
Amen.
Come on, He wants you to stay pliable,
yes.
Stay fluent.
Yes.
This is why He won't let you get too comfortable.
Yes.
If you're really meaning to do what God wants you to do, He'll keep you moving. And how many of you know you get stiff if you don't move your muscles?
That's right.
Come on, y'all loosen up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and exercise and all these different things we do to keep us moving. Keep you fresh. If you get fresh air every day, you're going to take in something that you need. You'll expel something that you don't need.
Amen.
Yeah. And there's much in us that we don't need.
Amen.
I think this weekend we got rid of a lot of stuff we didn't need.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you can feel it.
Yes.
You can always feel when you're at the finish from camp, you can feel it. Because something left you, but something was deposited in you.
Yes.
And that faith was deposited in you is for you to use it.
Yes. Amen.
You know, you go back stronger. Every time I leave camp, I leave another way.
Yeah.
I leave more determined to fight. Yeah. Because there are things that we need every day that only God can give us. And it's in His presence we're going to get it. So when we come back again, there will be something we'll need again. There will be something that we need to get rid of. But also there will be a deposit. Yeah. And what it does, it renews us. So as we began this lap,
yes,
on Thursday, talking about authority,
yes,
now we're going to just implement some things. We're going to give you some weapons. You ought to be ready to fight now. Yeah, you ought to be ready. Come on now, you ought to be ready to take charge. Yeah, so I'm just going to give you some weapons of war. But before I do that, you must keep the mind of Christ. Yeah, we must think the way God wants us to think. Act the way He wants us to act.
Yes.
You know, even in prayer. Let me just talk to you for a minute. As many of us came for prayer, some were given instructions what to do about situations and things of this nature. You must do it.
Yes.
Right? You must put it into
action.
Yes. Thank you, brother. You should come up here and sit up here and help me preach. Anyway, hallelujah. You got to put the things that you've learned to practice. Right? And I remember, Gene, when I was in school and learning about multimedia design, which I didn't know how to draw, I didn't know how to do a lot of things, right? But the principle of it, I could apply.
Yes.
Even though all I could do was stick figures, but they taught me how to apply what I knew,
yes,
to make it better.
Yes.
That's what God is doing for us today. And let me backtrack a little bit. I'm going to pray in a minute, but last night the man of God was going forth and he was praying some deep prayers. Can I help you tonight today some of us didn't quite receive because it was so deep? Some of us were embarrassed, but I'm going to tell you something. When you get in that kind of atmosphere and you know God is hitting the target, let God do what He wants to do with you. Never turn Him off. Because if you turn the spigot off, guess what? The flow will stop.
That's good.
And the Lord will say, okay, I won't go any further. We can have as much of God as we want.
Amen.
You can get all the deliverance you need. Every opportunity, don't let it pass you by. Okay? I just needed to say that because God always wants to help us. But He won't force us. He's gentle. He's kind. He's just. He's merciful. He's straight. He don't shoot blanks. So whenever a man or woman of God comes and they say something that's so straight that you think, how did he or she know that? It's because God downloaded it. And it's for our good. He called out things that I asked God about in my own life, Brother Colonel. I can be transparent. We've all had things in our lives that we don't like. And I asked the Lord before I left home, Lord, do it in me. Deliver me. And as He called out some of those things, I knew that's me. I want delivered. I'll just share one of the things. It was these cataract things that they claimed that I had. Don't have no cataracts. Y'all hear me? Not losing my eyesight. Eyes are not going to go dim. When you stay in the will of God, and he called out dry eyes. For 3 years, I've had that issue. So you really, Apostle, you really called out some specific things.
And when you called out that dry eye thing, both hands, I think my hand went about back there. And even though I had the tissue, I said, well, Lord, if you want to manifest something, something needs to manifest, manifest it, because I'm not going home with this. No, I'm not taking another drop of those drop things. No more gel drops. Lord, you replenish my eyes. So when he speaks specifically and you know it, you're responsible to do something with it. I'm going home another way. And when I go back to the doctor, whenever it is, they're going to see no more dry eyes. No more of that. Come on. Amen. Everything God tells me is mine. This word is true. And when God says you can walk in divine health and healing, he means it. When he says you are free, he means it. When he said the devil can no more trouble you, he means what he said. Now, we have to take that back and say, okay, God, I claim that, but not only that, I walk in it. You must walk in the Word. You must let the Word dwell in you. When depression tries to get your heels, no, I think I took care of that. You can't come back. Don't let him back in your mind. So I'm going to talk about, I'm going to give you some things about your mind, because you can't war right if your mind ain't right. You can't fight if you don't have the right mind. Okay? So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, God, for boldness to stand in your word. We thank you for everything you've already done. And we thank you for liberty. Now, we ask you, Lord, to lead us, guide us, and direct. We thank you for the liberty you've given us to proclaim your word. This is your word, Father. Hide us behind the cross. Do what only you can do in us, even today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So before I talk about the weapons of war, I want to tell you, you must have, number one, a stayed mind. Isaiah 26:3, it says, and I have to read some of these, so, hallelujah. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, that's complete and whole, mature, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Yes. Do you trust in the Lord?
Yes.
So he will keep your mind at peace, yes, even in battle. Because
yes,
if you go in battle and you ain't got no peace, you're in trouble.
Right.
You'll be looking around even at your counterparts crazy, like, is he going to shoot me or what? No, you must have a stayed mind.
Yes.
Number two, 1 Chronicles 28:9. You must have a willing mind. You must be willing. I think Isaiah talks about if you're willing and obedient, that you'll eat the good of the land. Okay? But this scripture says, 1 Chronicles 28:9, it says, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Again, perfect means to be complete. Yeah. To be sound, to be stable. It says, for the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. I got to stop just a moment. The Lord told me, Colonel, when I was at the room, I was going to bring my other Bible with the big print. He said, don't take that Bible. You take your small Bible with you. You notice I don't have no glasses on. I can see this Bible. That's weak, but I thank God. give him praise because I had had so much problem with my eyes. The Lord said, take your little Bible with you today. So healing is my portion.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen? All right, let me keep going. Number three, a set mind. Ezekiel 24 and 25. Ezekiel chapter 24, verse number 25. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign. According, is that the right verse? No. Verse 25, I'm sorry. Ezekiel 24, 25. It says, also thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters. Now let me say this. When you have a set mind, no one can convince you to do that you shouldn't do. Go where you shouldn't go. When you have a set mind, it's there. You know, when I was a young person serving the Lord, and a lot of my peers were doing all kind of crazy stuff, and I would look at them and say, your mind ain't made up. You're making all kind of excuses why you can't serve the Lord. You don't have a right mind. You ain't made up your mind. Well, you make up your mind. Come on. It's set. The enemy can't pull you off. Now, your mind has to change, and the Holy Ghost will help you in that, okay? Number four, a changed mind.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 11. Remember I told you the other day when we talked about the belt and the ammo? I'm giving you ammo. These scriptures are ammo. And you fill up your clip. Fill up the magazine with ammo, not blanks. Okay? Because blanks ain't going nowhere. There's just a bunch of smoke come out. And that ain't going to shoot nobody. Okay? You want ammo. So Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 11. A changed mind. Thank you, Jesus. It's in the Old Testament. It says, then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, and putting this his power unto his God. We need to change our minds. Offend the devil. How many of you know how to do that? Study that out. Offend him. Yeah, to where he's tired of you. He don't want to see you. He don't want to hear your voice. So you know what? We should live to where when we're coming down the road, the enemy's there, and we got to move. Troops, pick up your ammo. Here come Deborah. That's the kind of threat I think God want to make us. Come on, you ought to be a threat to the enemy's kingdom. Now, when you think military, when you're on a battlefield, the enemy knows that the enemy's coming, and you're that big of a threat, we don't have enough power. We don't have enough ammo. We don't have enough support. We got to move. Now, I'm talking about the enemy now, not us. No. So I'm going to take the territory when I go back to my own region. Guess what? The devil can't stay there. Oh, glory to God. Number five, a pure mind. You got to keep pure now. That's what all this is about. Bible said only the pure in heart will see the Lord. That means comprehend, understand, and know him. You want to know the Lord? Get pure. Because you can't go in God's presence stinking. Oh, boy. You can't go in his presence any kind of way. I can't come before the Lord and I'm all messed up and don't want to get right, but yet I want the good. You understand? Some people want the anointing flow out of their life. They want the gifts and all this stuff here. They want to appear that they got it going on. But yet, when God says, but this is what you got to do to keep it, they don't want to keep that. God said, well, I can't use you. This is why we see some people getting rejected. That's what happened to Cain. Cain got rejected because he offered flesh that was not God. He offered that he thought was pure, and it wasn't. Abel offered the firstling, the young, pure sacrifice, the blood, and God accepted it. So when we come to God right, come on now,
amen,
and we give him the best, that's all he's asking for. He's asking for the best from you. That's all of your life. I could really go in there, but I don't have time this morning. But every part of our life needs to be surrendered to Jesus. Everything. Come on, everything. Okay? Your money, your time. Come on now. Huh? Your goods. You know, these things we kind of hold back sometimes. We hold back our money. Well, I give a little bit, you know. No? Give it all. What do you mean? He gave it to you. You do know you're a steward. Everything he gives you, you're to steward it. And then you allow him to kind of tell you what to do so you can keep your portion. You give him his portion. Then what you do, you allow him to give you more. But it's not for you to heap it up on your lusts. It's to help somebody else. Okay. Pure mind. 2 Peter 3 and 1. Go there. Don't read these scriptures today because it's our ammo. So 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 1. It says, the second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. So when we keep God's word in us and we continue to keep him before us, when he stirs up our mind, pureness should come out. You know, I was blessed to hear this. James, I was blessed to hear that Brother Randy come up out of the anesthesia and stuff. He came up praying. And before he went under praying for us. Kelly said he was praying for me Friday. He was in a lot of pain, but he was praying. And the nurses heard him as he was coming up out of the anesthesia. What's in you will come out. So it is. God, I wish I could run this out right now. Oh, God, today. You better make sure you put God's word down in you. Come on here, because you never know. My God. You never know when you'll get in a test. You'll never know when you get in that tight like our brother, and you will need that reserve. So we must make sure that we are making good deposits in our life. The Bible tells us don't put no wicked thing before your eyes. Well, just that scripture right there. You don't want that mess to come up at the wrong time, do you?
Come on.
You've been watching them soap operas and... Yeah, I say it every now and then, Jean, you know. Searching for tomorrow on the edge of night with all of your children while Ryan loses his hope. No, I ain't got time for that. Because what's in me will come out. I remember one time I got cut on the finger, on my finger, my thumb. My grandson, he was a little thing, and he was eating, and he grabbed his sharp knife. And I immediately could just see him cutting himself. So I reached to help to get it away. And in the midst of that, I got cut pretty bad on my thumb. And took a plug out of my thumb. Immediately I grabbed it, jumped up, and said, got to go to the hospital. I knew it was a gash. I began to pray in tongues. I didn't want it to bleed. I prayed in the spirit all the way to the ER. Got to the ER. Got back in the back. Still praying in tongues. I didn't want it to bleed. They looked at it and said, you need stitches. I'm still praying. How many of you know I did not lose a drop of blood?
Wow.
Not one drop.
Wow.
It was a miracle when they finally, when I let it go, and the nurse said, come on now, I got to look at it. I said, well, I don't want to bleed. I'm still praying in tongues. And then they said, we got to give you a shot. I said, well, can you wait a minute? No. I'm praying in tongues the whole time. And when it was all said and done, I noticed not one drop. But I prayed in the Holy Ghost. I didn't care who heard me. I didn't care what they thought. All I knew was I needed Jesus. Come on now. What's in you, when you get in a tight, is coming out. So be careful what you put in yourself. Be careful what you hear. These are gates. And just as we said the other night about people questioning the enemy exiting, he'll come through your ears, he'll come through your eyes, he'll come through your mouth. Come on. Just what you put in is coming out. So make sure you put Jesus in there. Let me keep going. A renewed mind. Ephesians 4:23, I think that says be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Okay? A sober mind. That means to be stable. When you're sober, you're alert. You can think. You know what's going on around you. You don't want to be drunk.
Yes.
Come on. Because I think you get drunk, you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
So you want to be sober. That's Titus 2 and 6. Number 8, a spiritual mind. Okay? The Bible says if you're carnal, it's death. To be carnally minded, but to be spiritually minded is, I think, life and peace. And, you know what I mean? You stay connected to God. So Romans 8 and 6, you want a spiritual mind. Number 9, you want a right mind. That's Mark 5:15. And that talks about the legion, the guy that had the demons and full of legion and all that. But when they looked at him, he was clothed and he was in his right mind. He was no longer cutting himself. He was no longer in the tombs. He was in his right mind. That's what deliverance will do for us. It puts us back in our right mind, stable, secure, and able to go with God. Finally, number 10, you need a persuaded mind. Romans 8, I'm going to read that one, 38 and 39. Hallelujah. It says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So none of these things should separate us from God when you're persuaded to follow after God. Let me give you some weapons of war. Number 1, the altar of prayer.
Yes.
We must keep an altar. We must understand the benefit of getting in God's presence every single day.
Amen.
Genesis 12 and 7 talks about Abraham. He built an altar. He worshiped God. So keep an altar of prayer every single day. Number 2, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus was anointed. Was he not?
Yes.
Yeah. Luke chapter 4, when he stood up after coming out of the wilderness, 40 days, 40 nights, he was there with the Lord. But when it was time for him to go forth in his ministry, he knew that God had anointed him. And the Bible says this in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. How many of you are called by God? All of us are called. All of us are called. There's some that have specific callings. right? When he called to preach and all that stuff there. And I remember the day God called me to preach. And sis, I can identify with being shy because I didn't want to talk. But if you call to preach, you ain't got no choice.
That's right. That's right.
You got to talk. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon. And just like Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you to do the work of God. Right? So Jesus said this. He said, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now I believe I have it in here. There's a scent anointing. And I think I got the scripture. If not, I want to read it to you in Mark, because you might say, well, that pertains to Jesus. Go on over to Mark chapter 16. Just real quick. Verse 15. This is what Jesus told us to do. Mark 16 and 15. It deals with casting out devils. It's point number 5, but I'm going to jump ahead. Just so we know that God has commissioned us as well. So Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Didn't Jesus do this? Come on. Said they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now this is to us. This is what Jesus called the believers to do. Well, bless the Lord. No, I don't have a title. You don't need one. You don't need a title to do this. If you're a saint, if you're a believer, you accepted Jesus into your heart, this applies to you. Okay? These are the works of Jesus. And this is what he told us to do. Okay? It's a weapon when we walk in it. Okay? So, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the armor of God, we've already talked about, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. These are weapons. So keep your armor on. Sometimes you may feel like, you know, you've kind of been bashed in a little bit. Kind of felt like that yesterday. Like, oh, man, there's some battling going on. Got to go pull my helmet off and get the dents out of it, put it back on. Okay, anyway. Armor of God, binding and loosing. Number 4. Let me go back. Number 1, the altar of prayer. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Number 2, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Luke 4, 18 and 19. And also Acts 1 and 8. Because Jesus told us to get endued with power from on high to be witnesses of him. Number 3, the armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And then binding and loosing. Very important. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. Hallelujah. Let me read that real quick. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. Okay, he says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes.
And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now you must know what to bind and loose. You must know how to take authority. And believe you me, when you bind, chain, and gag, muzzle the enemy, he is bound. He's bound. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't moving. When you loose the power of God, you loose the fire of God. loose love, guess what? It's going to go into action. So your words are powerful, right? What you speak, you have the authority to speak life or death. It's in the power of our tongue, right? Okay, so remember, when you're in warfare, you're going to bind and loose. You're not praying the little bless me prayer. No, those prayers are okay, but they're not good when you're going up against the enemy. So there is a difference, okay? Already talked about number 5, casting out devils. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 20. Then I was really blessed by the decrees and declarations that our brother spoke yesterday, I think over favor. Was that the prayer? Yeah. Y'all need to get that tape because you need to pray that. You need to pray the favor of God on you. You know, every day. Right? But go over to Jeremiah 42 and 4. Decrees and declarations. Very powerful. Jeremiah 42, verse number 4. Jeremiah 42:4 says, Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Now Jeremiah was a man that heard God. When I read this scripture, what the Lord, I believe, gave to me was, Deb, tell the people that when even prophets speak or pray, you must believe what they're saying. There's another scripture say, if you believe the Lord, you'll be established. Believe his prophets, and you'll prosper. Now, Jeremiah was very confident in God, that when he prayed and he spoke, he knew that it was God's word. Yes. How many of you know we need the word of the Lord?
Yes.
As our sister spoke, even on the other night, she wasn't here the first night, but when she came and gave that word about the commissioning, she spoke exactly what we needed. Wasn't here. She did not hear the word of the Lord. She did not hear what even Brother Merle said the first night. Do you see what God is doing for us, the progression, and how he's gathering his army together? We are a part of the army of the Lord. And so God is not only commissioning us, but he's getting us ready to do greater battle. So these words, when they come, you should get them. Write them down. Rehearse them back to God, because they will help encourage you when the enemy tries to bring discouragement. So if the Lord has spoken some things specifically to you this weekend, don't let the enemy steal that from you. You keep God's word. You keep what he has said, because God is faithful. Glory to God. Okay. Now discernment, I won't go into all these scriptures, but 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And one of the gifts, we need them all, but discernment is something we all really need. Because you need to know when God is moving, the enemy is moving, somebody else is moving, it ain't God. We need to understand that, right? And the Spirit of the Lord will let you know exactly what's going on. There was some things that happened, and we recognized when it was God and when it wasn't, even through people. But you need discernment, and the Lord will give us that gift of discernment. Okay, that's number 7. Number 8, we all need endurance. Okay, now Hebrews 12 and 1. Go there real quick. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 1. Can I say something about my sister back in the back? Margaret. Margaret came running in last night. She did. And Margaret got her delivery. She said, hey, I just got here. Hey, look, I don't care what nobody says. Okay, y'all looking funny, but That's what you got to do. We all know what we need. Don't let the enemy steal from you, baby. I appreciate that, sis. You were a blessing to me last night because she, your Harvey, hey, y'all can sit here if you want to.
That's right.
I'm going to get free.
Amen.
Okay. Endurance. Hebrews 12 and 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. This is what I believe she did. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which will beset you, that will cause you to be set aside. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You can't run a race bound. You can't run. You know, runners are loose. They got the clothes on that they need, Brother Cunningham, right? They got their tennis shoes, little shorts and shirts. They're loose. They ain't got nothing on their little ankles. I used to run. I loved to run. And now my little grandsons are running. It's so cute seeing them run. They're little racers. I got a grandson that's real fast. Yeah. I'm like, go ahead, grandson. Hallelujah. Anyway. You cannot run bound. You got to be loose. Run your race. Run your lap. I say that a lot. Every lap God gives me, I want to run it. But I'm running it for Jesus. Thank you, Father. Endurance is the ability to stand. Okay? You can't run bound. You must lay aside every weight and sin. Okay? Everything that would hinder you or cause you to slow down, get rid of it. This is a good one. Number 9. Fasting and prayer. It's a weapon. Right? Isaiah 58 and 6. Want to read that? These are powerful weapons. Weapons of war. Hallelujah. It says, is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. That ye break every yoke. There's nothing that God will not deliver us from. But sometimes we must come aside. In prayer and fasting. Number 10, the fear of the Lord. That's reverence, respect, obedience, and it's also surrender. When you surrender over to God. Right? Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 2. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. It says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. When we understand God and who He is, we'll reverence Him. And even when we don't have all the answers, God will give us the understanding that He's sovereign and He's absolute in everything that He does, and the decisions that God makes, they're not mistakes. Okay? They're not mistakes. God is a sovereign God.
Amen.
He knows what to do, and He knows what not to do, and He knows why. Right. Number 11, the fruit of the Spirit. That's in Galatians 5:22. We need the fruit, and we need the fruit to remain. And John 15 talks about us bearing fruit. And as we bear fruit, the Father will purge us. Cleanse us. Help us. Take off stuff we don't need so we can bear more fruit. Okay. So there are 9 fruit of the Spirit. Right? And all 9, we need them. Okay. We need that love. I'm not going to go into all of them, but we need all of them. Joy, peace, love, all of that. Okay. Now, number 12. I wish I had time to teach this, but anyway, you need about 3-4 hours for me to teach it. Anyway, maybe I'll do a video. The gifts of the Spirit. More than that. Okay. The gifts of the Spirit. Study 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14. Understand the gifts. How many of you know we need all these gifts in operation? We've heard words of knowledge this week, wisdom, you know, gifts of prophecy, working of miracles, healings. We need all nine. Discernment. We need all nine working, especially if you're in a war. We got to hear God. We got to know what He's saying and then know what to do. So, the gifts of the Spirit. 13. The glory of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. I think your brother talked about the glory of God. Even in darkness, the glory of God will shine. I believe that's what he was saying. Yeah. Okay. So 2 Corinthians, let me read that one. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. That's his presence with us. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Hallelujah. It says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The glory of God, the presence of God, renews us. We need His presence with us. We need to walk in it every day. Okay. I like this one. Number 14 is the joy of the Lord. And we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. The more joy you get from God, the more strength you have. Okay? Joy also carries with it peace. That tranquility that everything going to be all right, even though it don't look like it.
Amen.
Hmm? God is faithful. And you'll have His peace when it looks like, man, there's chaos all around. But God's peace will carry you. So if you find that you're losing strength, check your joy. Check your joy, because He's the one that gives us joy. And in the joy, there's strength. Nehemiah 8 and 10. Another weapon, number 15, is the name of Jesus. We talked about the other night, the authority of God. He's given us authority to use His name. That's power. It's almost like a power of attorney. And when you have a power of attorney, it gives you the right to act on somebody else's behalf. Okay. And Jesus has given us that power of attorney to speak in His name. That scripture is John chapter 16, verse 24. Number 16. Obedience. Acts 5 and 29. Obedience is a powerful weapon against the enemy. Because when you walk in obedience, you shut the devil down. Come on, you shut him down. We don't realize how powerful obedience is. When you're on a team, for example, and you're all doing the same thing, nobody is out of joint, the enemy can't get in. Come on. That's a barrier. So obedience is important. And I think in the Old Testament it talks about obedience is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of rams. So when we're walking in rebellion, that's like witchcraft. And we've seen that manifest even this weekend. Some people didn't want to be delivered. They're like, God can help you if you want it. But if you don't want it, come on now. You won't receive. Obedience. Acts 5:29. Let me tell y'all this. I had 50 of these. I'm only giving you 25. Okay. All right. So, we're almost there. Number 17. Praying in the Spirit. You have a prayer language, you should pray in the Spirit every day.
Amen. That's right.
To keep you built up. Okay. And pray for others. Right? Ephesians 6 and 18. praying in the Spirit. I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was 9. I went home. I wanted to make sure I could still pray. So I began to speak in tongues. Afterwards, is this really real? It was real. You know, and the more you pray in the Spirit, the more fluent you'll become in the Spirit now, right? When you read the book of Acts, they prayed in the Spirit, and the people in the town heard them. And they heard them speaking in their language. Another powerful weapon. Because it's like, wait a minute. I hear whatever, Chinese, I hear Japanese, I hear. Yeah, whatever language they had, they heard it, but they heard them praising God. People, I've heard testimony of folks sitting in congregations. And a person was speaking and they could hear them in their language. And it caused them to come to Christ. It caused them to bow to the Lord. We don't realize the weapons we got, y'all. The power of the Holy Ghost is powerful. And we're not utilizing it to the capacity that we need to. It's powerful against the enemy. So I just want to encourage you all, if you have your prayer language, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost every single day. And let God minister to you, because He will. He'll give you more of what you need from Him. He will encourage you. And He'll even give you how to pray for those that you may not know how to pray for. So it's important that we stay connected with God in the Spirit. Okay? Number 18, preaching the gospel of the kingdom is a weapon. Romans 1:16. Paul said this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul was persuaded, I'm going to preach the word. And you know the scripture, it's the instant, in season, out of season. That just means be ready. You know, I was reminded of this as I was coming down here. My pastor, my former pastor, would always tell us, keep a sermon in your Bible all the time. Now, I took everything out of my Bible. I had no sermon. You know, it's okay because the Lord knew what He wanted. Right? But you should keep the word. Preachers, just be sensitive to God. You never know when He'll call your name. You'll never know. And when He calls you, yes, jump to attention. And follow the orders that He gives you. Amen? Because it's not about me, you. It's about Him. And His will being done. 19, prophecy and prophetic giftings. When you can, read Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 10. I think that's when the man of God had to prophesy to them dead bones. There are some places we go in, we have to prophesy. Man, you got to prophesy quite a while. Yeah, because sometimes things are dead, need to be resurrected. Right? Needs water. Needs to be brought back to life. But the prophetic word is powerful. And there are some circles where you can't speak prophetically. They won't let you.
That's
true. Come on, now they'll shut it down.
That's right.
No. Ichabod, glory to God. You don't want that. Can't lay hands. Can't speak the word of the Lord. You can't pray. All those can'ts. Well, what can you do? If Jesus can't, He ain't in there. And if He's not there, don't know that I want to be there. All right? So we want prophecy and prophetic giftings to flow.
That's right.
Number 20, praise and worship. You break up a whole lot of stuff through praise and worship. But when you can, read Psalm chapter 18. Right? Go forth and praise. When Jehoshaphat and them went forth, they were in the midst of a battle. And all God told them to do was praise. Just go and praise. And God was the one that set the ambushments and all of that and confused the devil's camp. You want confusion in the devil's camp? Begin to praise God. Just shout like you're crazy. Jump up and down. Run around the car. Come on. Yeah, you'll stir up some stuff. You're like, what's wrong with them? What are they doing that for? They shouldn't be praising now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the worst situation, ain't the right brother. Praise God. You're like, what's wrong with that brother? He just clapping like he's lost his mind. Yeah, you know what? When you clap the Lord, when you clap your hands, you cause a lot of chaotic stuff to go on in the devil's kingdom.
Come on, guys.
Hands are a weapon. Powerful weapon. Oh, yeah. Just clapping. All of us start clapping right now. But what is wrong with them? There's a sound that goes out. There's a sound that the devil's kingdom goes out when we all come together in unison and begin to clap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You begin to cheer. You throw him off. You don't know what you're going to do then. We need to keep him thrown off. Thank you, Jesus. 21. Righteous living. James 5:16. We learn to live right. I want to read that one. When you confess your faults, one to another, you'll be healed. James 5:16. That's what it says. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man fails much. When you can confess, you can get it out. Guess what? The devil lost his strength. He said, I can't use that against her no more. Him no more. Okay? So when we confess, we say, wait, I need to say this. The devil, first of all, said, oh, man, being lost right here. Yeah. Because you put light on the situation. You're getting rid of darkness. The devil thrives in darkness. Jesus is light. 22. Strategies from the Lord. In Judges chapter 6 and 7, read those chapters. I believe Gideon, but let me go there just to make sure. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6 and 7. Okay? Talks about Gideon and his army. How they think they had 32,000 down to 300 people. How can you win a war with 300 people? They were handpicked by God. And when God handpicks you to get on a team, you only need the ones God put on that team. Come on. It may be three. It might be seven. It don't matter the number. What it is are they anointed? Are they appointed? And that's what happened with Gideon.
Amen.
God proved to Gideon that he was God. And he will prove to you that he is God. Okay? Hallelujah. So you need the strategies to pray, to war. When you get his strategy and you get the mind of God, you get the battle plan, you implement it under the direction of the Holy Ghost, guess what? You win.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
We're winners today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sound counsel. Number 23, again, Isaiah 11:2. Jesus gives us sound wisdom, sound counsel. Glory to God. Two more. 24. A sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Fear will always open the door for the enemy to come in. So we close the door to fear and intimidation. We ask God for a sober mind. Like we already talked about those minds, right? Stable mind. Get your footing back. Okay, this is why, you know, in the military, I'm not really outfitted all the way as a military guard, but when you have your boots on, you're strapped up, and you got everything together, you're sound, you're ready to go. You're ready to fight. Right? You got love and power and a sound mind. Love will keep you from falling into bitterness, unforgiveness, all that stuff there. Right? Power is authority. All right? God's authority. Soundness of mind. You're stable in the Lord. Okay? So a sound mind. And finally, the most important weapon you need, the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. We overcome by the Word of the Lord. Right? The blood of the Lamb and the Word of our testimony. God's Word is sure. Now let me give you one more scripture in that. Read this whole chapter. Psalm 119. It's 176 verses. Read them. Get the law down in you. Come on. Get His statutes and His commands down. I think one of the scriptures said, teach me your commands. Teach me your statutes. I will obey your law. Come on. So you need that. The Word of God is the most powerful weapon we could ever have right here.
Yes.
Right? And we need it down in us, weapons of war. Okay? These are powerful weapons of war. So I want to encourage you, be strapped, armored with God's Word. You must be willing to fight. You will war. But guess what? You are a winner. Mm-hmm. When you're fully submitted to the will of God, and you say, hey, it's not about me no more. It's all about Him.
Yes.
And what you're doing in that, you're saying, God, not my will, but your will be done. I want to end with this word from the Lord. God is telling us, stay the course. The word of the Lord says, stay the course. Do not leave the path that I have you on. No matter what you meet in the road, do not allow it to cause you to leave the course. Do not lose focus or momentum. I'm the source of your strength.
Yes.
Continue to move forward and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. The Lord says, I brought you to this time and season so that my words may perfect the things that concern you. In the midst of the pressure, allow me to press out those things that you have laid before me. You are about to enter a birthing season, a time of travail. But I, the Lord, will see you through this time. This is a new season of growth, says the Lord. But for the next season that you are about to enter, it will be necessary to allow me to press you through this time, says the Lord. In order to remain a new wineskin, the old has to come off. Do not get comfortable or complacent. For I will continue to shed off so that you will remain new and fresh. Continue to move with each new season that I walk you into, so that your effectiveness in me remains constant. I will take you to a new dimension of prayer and intercession.
Amen.
Be diligent to war in the spirit, to pull down strongholds. Stay in a place of war in order to war a good warfare.
Yes.
Pray for those on the front lines.
Yes.
That they may continue to press forward and do the work that I've called them to do. No position is insignificant,
yes,
says the Lord. So be careful to remain alert, watch, and pray. Stay on guard.
Says
the Lord. Can you stand to your feet this morning?
Hallelujah.
Father God, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. I thank you for your people. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for that you will continue to do. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost. We ask, Father, that you would help us. Help us to be the men and women of God that you're equipping us for. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you for these weapons of war. We thank you, Lord, that we will fight the good fight of faith. We thank you, Lord, that we will keep the altar sacrifice up, because you got fire on there. And you know the fire that we need in our lives. You know every day, Father, what we need. So we surrender to you anew and afresh. We commit to serve you, Father. We commit, O God, our lives unto you. And I ask you, Lord, to minister to everyone here as we prepare to leave this place, Father. Father God, to go to the next step. We ask, God, you go with us. We ask, Father, that you would just keep us sharp. And, Father, keep the word before us. Don't let it slip. Father, we thank you for virtue, strength, and power. We thank you now for the sharpening that you've done in us. Thank you for the deliverances, the healings, all the encouragement, all the edification, the comfort. We thank you for the word of the Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to continue to minister in the lives of your men servants and maidservants. Thank you for the giftings that you put down in us. Thank you for the callings, O God. You don't change your mind, Father. Father God, you love us, and we appreciate you now. So we ask, God, that you will continue to do the work in us that only you can do. Minister now. Encourage. We thank you for hope. We thank you for love. We thank you for strength. We thank you for endurance. We thank you right now, Father. Have your way in our lives. Continue to move and rule, Father. Minister to the staff here at Lake Hamilton. Father God, continue to pour into each and every one of them. Continue to give them keen insight, wisdom, knowledge, and direction. We pray for Brother Merle, the commander of this facility. We thank you for the anointing that's on his life, how you've commissioned him to run with this vision. Now, Father God, help us as we assist in this vision. We thank you for it. We praise you for everything you're doing. Be with those that are already left. I pray, Father, that you give safe travel and mercy to everyone. Oh, God, keep us in the love of God. Keep us in the mercy of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother, can I pray with you? Yeah, can you come? Brother Kerner, could you come with me? Brother Ray, could you just play something you saw over there? You know, just stay in an atmosphere of worship just for a few moments. Can we do that?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.